This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here he is, former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who was pushing this thing as hard as possible for years and years and years. Good morning, Chris, and I'm imagining you're pretty happy, and we're pretty happy yesterday when you heard this.
You know, winning beats losing.
Yeah, it sure does. Congratulations, Governor. And so let's just get to the simple facts here. The practical application of what comes next for the state of New Jersey is what?
Well, first off, practically New Jersey would not need to do anything else if they didn't want to beyond what they've already done. I signed a law in 2014 that permits bets to be taken at casinos in New Jersey, at racetracks in New Jersey, and at former racetracks in New Jersey. And so that would permit things to happen at Monmouth Park, at the Meadowlands, at all the casinos in Atlantic City, at the former racetrack in Cherry Hill. And so it would happen all over the state. Now, they will do another bill, I suspect, and that bill will include things like tax rate and other things. But right now, they could begin accepting bets as soon as someone was ready to run the software and take the action. And I can tell you that the operators at Monmouth Park had told me for years that if we win one of these lawsuits, that they would be ready within 2 weeks of winning.
That's pretty quick. So then we're talking about the NBA Finals practically. Now, let's talk about how this is going to be run. Would it be like the way Las Vegas runs its casinos and the way they run their sports books?
Well, right now, it would be. Because the law that's established right now says that these bets can be placed, like I said, casinos, racetracks, former racetracks. Now, remember, New Jersey is one of three states, I believe, in the nation that has online gambling, along with Delaware and Nevada. And so we also have a capacity for our casinos and casino licensees to do gambling online. So they have games online, poker online, blackjack online, and all the other table games online. So I think also there will be a capacity, and there's people out there who can, who have software to do these types of things, to be able to take bets online as well from smartphones and computers, et cetera. Now, whether or not they'll be as ready as quickly with that or not, I'm not exactly sure at the moment. But then you also have players like DraftKings out there, Boomer, who, have a significant stake and potential in all this too, based upon the software development they have. And also, they're already pretty robust list of folks who, participate in fantasy sports, who would certainly be likely candidates to want to involve themselves in online sports gambling.
In a perfect world, all this extra cash that the state is going to see, specifically, what will it do for the state of New Jersey and its residents?
Well, I don't think that's been determined yet. It certainly was not determined by our initial law that was the subject of the multiple lawsuits filed by the leagues and the NCAA. But I think the legislation that I have seen has been introduced and talked about now in New Jersey said that the revenue, at least what's being proposed, hasn't been adopted yet, is that this revenue would be dedicated to programs for senior citizens and the disabled in New Jersey. Now, whether that passes or not, or whether the list of beneficiaries would expand or change, that's going to be up to the current legislature and the current governor.
Talking to former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, so what about federal interaction here and the potential for them to get their meat hooks on something in terms of regulations or anything?
Well, listen, there's always that possibility. The court said yesterday that if the federal government wanted to regulate it, they could, but they didn't. And so, I know they're talking about it, but, the federal government will get tax revenue from people who make money anyway. And I think that right now, the states have shown a capacity by 20-some states now having introduced some kind of legislation in anticipation of the possibility that, you know, after we carried the water for 7 years for everybody and paid the freight for everybody, that now, you know, they want to hop in. I really think the states can handle this state by state, and that there's not a need for a federal solution on this problem. But I can tell you there will be some constituencies here who will want a federal solution because they don't think they'll get a piece of the action absent one.
Now, so let's say you're in Atlantic City, Chris, and you want to place a bet on the Eagles or the Jets or the Giants. Is there a distance from these teams where you're not allowed to bet on them during the game or anything of that nature? Or do you believe that people will be able to go down there and place bets on Jets and Giants, Eagles games, Phillies games, Mets, Yankees? I don't know why you'd want to bet on the Mets anyway, unless for them to lose these days. But at the end of the day, will you be allowed to bet on those local teams in the state of New Jersey?
Decisions that are going to have to be made on those kind of specifics. I know that initially when we discussed this, that we weren't going to allow wagering on local college teams, and whether or not that kind of ban would extend to the professional teams or not is something that the regulators in New Jersey are going to have to decide. But I'm fairly confident that they wouldn't allow betting on local college teams.
Now, something that I've heard a lot from the criticism angle, and I don't agree with it, is that this is going to open the floodgates for gambling addiction and how there's going to be a lot more people that get themselves in trouble because of this. What would be your response to that criticism?
Well, Gio, last year, $190 billion was bet in the United States illegally on sports. I don't see an expansion of that market. People are already doing this, and they're doing this in a variety of different ways, as you know, not only illegally with bookmakers, but also with folks who are using offshore accounts with offshore online services. So I don't see that happening. I mean, we always have to be cognizant of gambling as an addiction and what it can do to people, and allowing access and encouraging access to programs like Gamblers Anonymous and others for people who do have that problem and need help. But I don't believe that this is going to expand that. I've heard that argument from lots of other people before, but I simply don't buy it. I think New Jersey has always been kind of in the forefront on all of our advertising and all of our tickets on lottery and other things, by putting the telephone number of Gamblers Anonymous on there and encouraging people that if they have an issue to call.
Any idea, Governor, how much this actually cost the state of New Jersey to get to this point after the last 10 years of fighting this?
Yeah, I think the last numbers that I saw, Boomer, was that we had spent over $8 million in legal fees over the last 7 years or so. And that's why sometimes, the leagues make me laugh. They want to, they now want to come to New Jersey and get a piece of the action. And that's something that'll be determined, by the legislation, by the governor. But, they're the ones who sued us to stop us for the last 7 years.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. They've spent millions of dollars hiring lobbyists down in Washington to try to keep this from getting to where we are today. And now all of a sudden, I hear the commissioner of baseball talking about some sort of integrity fee that they want to attach to this kind of thing. As far as you know, does the state of Nevada or Delaware or anybody else that may accept any sort of sports betting pay an integrity fee to any one of these four major sports leagues?
No, listen, I know that one of the leaders of the state legislature in New Jersey apparently told the leagues, we'll pay you the same integrity fee Nevada pays you now, which is zero.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah. That's exactly what they should be saying.
And I think, listen, the leagues have their arguments to make. But, one of the things as a guy, listen, everybody's taking, victory laps today, guys. I'm sure Craig Carton is taking victory laps because he's been, saying that this was going to happen for a long time. The fact is, though, that we were the ones who fought it. And remember, Boomer, as I know you know because we talked about this at the time, I mean, we lost seven times in court. before yesterday. And there were plenty of people who told me I was nuts and that this was a pipe dream and that I was wasting money and what was I doing? And, you know, now those people all disappeared yesterday. You don't hear them anymore saying I was nuts to do this. But it makes me laugh to watch, to listen to these folks, whether it's the leagues, who, by the way, not only the money they spent on lobbying approval, how about the money they spent on their incredibly high-priced lawyers that every time we made a move, they sued us and ran us through the court system seven different times before we got, you know, our win yesterday. So, you know, I that makes me, you know, shake my head a little bit about some of their requests. But in the end, you know, everybody needs to be heard on this thing. I think the state will hear everybody on it and make the decision they think is best for the state and for our citizens who, remember, voted overwhelmingly back in 2012 that they wanted sports gambling and amended our Constitution to allow it.
Yeah, part of the hypocrisy also is that there are a number of NFL owners that have invested in DraftKings, which you know, is even more puzzling. But at the end of the day, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of New Jersey, and I don't know where you were yesterday when this came down. We were talking about it yesterday morning. I thought it would come down sometime this week, and we get off the air, and it gets announced. And all I could think was, wherever you were when you heard this, you were like, finally, unfortunately, you're no longer in office, but finally it has happened, and you saw it all the way through. And now, fortunately enough for you, the legislature saw it all the way through. That a lot of people over there on the other side of the aisle also see it the way that you see it. And you guys have won a monumental victory. I mean, it really is. I mean, when you hear the Supreme Court come out in your favor, given your background, everything that you've done, the fact that you're a lawyer, you know what this means. What did that make you feel like yesterday, and where were you?
I was actually in the car heading to work when it came over, and I got a phone call from our lawyer who represented us, Ted Olson, who is the single most successful living litigant in front of the Supreme Court. That was his 62nd argument before the Supreme Court in his lifetime. And going into yesterday, he's won 75% of the time. So, you know, my lawyer gave me a call and said, you know, we finally won it. Which was a great, you know, a great feeling. And it was really great, Boomer, because we had a Jersey guy who wrote the opinion. Justice Alito is a Jersey guy. He wrote the opinion. And it was very gratifying because, as you know, I took a decent amount of abuse and criticism for pursuing this and finally to be vindicated because I really thought we were right on the law all along. So finally to be vindicated by the highest court in the country felt great. And I will say it too that, you know, Senate President Steve Sweeney, who's the leader of the Democratic Party in the legislature, he hung with me on this all along and was supportive, and it really was a bipartisan effort. There's so little of that in our country right now. We should mention it when it happens because it's very rare that both parties agree on anything. Steve deserves a lot of credit this morning as well.
I would imagine you think a lot about your legacy as governor and how you left, and that goes through your mind. How much does this decision yesterday change that in your mind and make you feel about your legacy in office there?
Theo, you don't worry really about that because, you know, legacy is determined over a long sweep of history. And I always said that, you know, if you worried about that while you were governing, you weren't worth having an office. You know, this was not a popular decision at the time. You know, and I would get, you know, the media would be writing in, you know, every quarter or every half year asking about the amount of legal fees and splashing it all over the paper. And Christie spent X more on legal fees, you know, this quarter, this half year. And you don't worry about that. I in my heart always believed, as I said yesterday, this was the right of the states to determine this and that what the federal government did here was unconstitutional. And I said to my other governors across the country, you know, if you don't fight with me on this, you know, the federal government will come and try to take more of your citizens' rights away on other issues that you may care about more than you care about gambling. This, to me, was more than just about gambling. It was about, you know, the right of people in individual states to make decisions about what happens in their state. And so I felt very vindicated by it. But as far as legacy, Geo, you know, I don't worry about that stuff. I had 8 years where I did the job, you know, the way I wanted to do it, the best way I could. I feel like I got a lot of great stuff done. And people ultimately over the long haul make their judgments on me. But my head goes on the pillow very gently every night. I feel very good about what I did when I was governor. And by the way, was there as a Republican in the Democratic state for 8 years. So I was doing something right.
Governor Christie, we appreciate the time this morning. Congratulations again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, Gio, I appreciate it. Wish you guys good luck on the program and what you're doing every morning. Boomer, always the same, of course. And we know that your former partner, Mr. Cardin, is probably doing cartwheels this morning.
Yes.
Cartwheels this morning on this one.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. You know, I was actually hoping you were going to say you're going to get rid of the gasoline tax because that's the only reason to go to New Jersey. But anyway.
But, Boomer,
what?
As you know, gasoline's still much cheaper in New Jersey than in New York, Connecticut, or Pennsylvania. So come on over and get your gas, Boomer.
Well, I got to pay to go over there and get it, though.
We'll always, Boomer, still you'll save money, and we'll always fill you up, Boomer. And you don't have to pump your own gas.
I appreciate that, Chris, so much. Always great to talk to you. Good luck and congratulations. All right, brother?
Guys.
See you.
All right, former Governor Chris Christie. Yeah, what a day for him yesterday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.